Got Parmalee here, our special guest this weekend, every hour on the show. What do you remember about the day that that one went number one? Did you guys do something big to celebrate?
We were actually rehearsing.
Yeah?
We were at the house in the basement rehearsing.
We sure were. That's right.
Nothing too, I mean, don't get me wrong. We did a massive party for the number one party. We had, we brought all the friends out. We had, you know, free cocktails, everything. Mm-hmm. But I think we were actually all together, which is really cool when that happens. It's really cool.
Guys, over the years, you've had 6 songs hit the number one spot here in ACC, which is pretty impressive. Do you guys remember ever having that moment where you were like, okay, finally, we've made it?
No, not really, to be honest with you. I think it still keeps us driving, you know, still have that there's a lot of things on the goal list to do. I don't know. We've always been that way.
Yeah. I don't know if it'll ever feel like we've made it. I don't know.
We don't have our gold plated rocket ship yet.
That's true. Well, you just have that work ethic, though, I've noticed. And I think that's probably what drives you.
Well, I think that stems from how we were raised with our, you know, grandparents and dads, and working on the farms growing up, working in construction and working together, doing for our friends, doing, you know, $10 an hour jobs just so we could be able to play music. And we did that for a long time. And so we really appreciate it. And we understand the value of, you know, hard work. Mm-hmm. I mean, and
appreciate, you know, not having to do that anymore.
That's exactly what it boils down
to. I ain't got to dig ditches when I do this singing thing. It's Ryan Fox, and it's me and Parmalee hanging every hour this weekend on ACC. All right, guys, is there a moment that stood out to you in the beginning where you thought we may be onto something with this band? What was that first moment?
Well, before we were even named Parmalee, we were this cover band called Slip Joint. Like after the Pliers, I don't know what it was. The nickname someone gave me. Anyway, so we did like a 6-song EP. We were we didn't know what we were. We were just coming off like playing in bands with my dad, jam band, soul, blues and stuff, and some rocks. We were all over the place, and so we made the CD of 6 songs, and they were all completely different songs. Had nothing in common. Didn't know what we were writing about. It was
a rock trip. Song, a country song, a reggae song.
Dang, all over.
It was everything.
EDM song.
Yeah,
we didn't know what we were doing.
And so we had this one song that actually coming to the club to see us, and that got us a management deal. Mm-hmm. And that management deal later turned into the guy saying, you guys need to do this and change your name and start really trying to hone in on your sound. And then we wrote a song called Broken Records, and that was the first one that really sparked. And I was like, oh, okay. We'll go play for free. We're not going to be playing cover gigs anymore. We'll go get day jobs and we'll put all our credit cards up and we'll try to make this music thing happen.
It's Ryan Fox. And guys, when it comes to picking songs that you record and then songs that you release, is that something just one of you decides on? Is it a collaborative effort?
Yeah, we all have to agree.
We do. We actually kind of do it like a sports betting book. We'll have all the songs up there.
Like a bracket.
A bracket.
Okay.
Yeah.
Put $100 in if you like one.
Yeah.
Usually, because what happens is for some reason you'll have a certain amount of songs that are kind of in a similar like category or vein.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be these type of songs and these type of songs. And then we go through and listen to all those, and then they get bracketed down to which one we all feel like is the better one or the best one. And then that keeps going until you find your single. But typically, you try to have, you know, like songs that are a little bit different. But for some reason, we always end up with a few.
And we usually agree on liking the same ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's never really come to something where we put one out where somebody didn't like it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Great minds think alike.
There you go.
Matt and Scott, you're the brothers of the group. Growing up, did you share a room?
Yes, we did. The first room.
We had bunk beds. And then when we moved to the other house, we had separate rooms. And then my mom had my little sister, so I got kicked out of that room, and I had to go live in the living room with bed. And then she had another little brother. So I don't know. It was like, what, 4 kids in a 3-bedroom house?
Yeah.
You were packed out.
Yeah. We were packed out, yeah.
In those days, did you ever think you would one day be bunking together with your brother on a tour bus?
No, we didn't even know anything about that, or we didn't learn about the tour bus until we got down the road, I guess. We didn't really get on our first tour bus until, the first night we slept on it was in 2011 when we got here into Nashville. It was the first time we ever slept on a tour bus.
Before that, it was all just touring in a van, huh?
Van, yeah. First time was Barry's Ford Explorer. Then we actually used my Jeep one time for a gig, and then we went through 5, 6, 7 vans and one RV. Yeah, went through a lot of them.
Ryan here, and guys, a super personal song there, obviously, about the passing of your dads. When did you decide you needed to write this one?
Recently. I think it was in 6 months ago that we wrote it. Just getting in the room talking about people saying, well, what do you want to say? As a band, like, what is, people want real stuff. I mean, you can't sing about love stories all the time. I mean, you can, but people really want to dig in and to know who we are and what we've been through. At least they ask us sometimes. And so, you know, collectively us together went through a lot of that growing up through a certain period of time where my dad, he died. And then Josh, not long after that, a few years, Josh's dad died, all before we got a record deal, all before we had any success. And we played in bands with them growing up. They started us on instruments and they were, you know, big influences in our lives, but they saw us trying really, really hard, but they didn't make it to see us have any success. And also in that period of time, Scott and I lost our best friend. We lost several other friends and grandparents, and down the road, a couple other friends to suicide, close friends to suicide. And one of my co-writers asked me, he's like, man, y'all been through some stuff. He's like, you want to dig into that? And I'm like, well, I guess we can. But most importantly, to our dads, because they never saw us get to live our dream playing music. And so it's basically just a note to them.
That is really cool. What would you say to someone who's listening right now, who's going through what you guys went through and the grief and losing someone close to them?
It takes time. Yeah. The number one thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And everybody goes through it. And I think this song, when you hear it, that's what it, you know,
we've noticed,
can relate.
Yeah. We've noticed even just the few weeks that we've been playing this song live at our meet and greets and stuff. People do want to talk about stuff like this. Mm-hmm. Everybody's been through it and it helps to talk about it.
I'm Ryan Fox, and boys, I have to say congratulations on that one. Such a great song.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Holy
thank
moly. This one just, it shot up just like the others.
Yeah, once people heard it, man. It's
What would you say are the qualities that one should have or one must possess to be considered a cowgirl?
Oh, man. Got to be able to ride a horse. Rock some cool cowgirl boots.
Yeah.
Just be ready to go downtown and party, you know.
Let her rip.
Most
and
important,
the cowgirl boots. And
okay, yeah, a picture of Broadway in Nashville just popped up in my head.
That's it. Got to hop on the Pedal Tavern.
No, not that kind of cowgirl.
Oh, okay, that's too far.
Modern day cowgirl.
That's too much. You guys wrote this one. Was there a specific person in mind when you were sitting down putting pen to paper?
Man, I give a shout out to the guys that really brought the idea to us. There was dudes from over in the UK and another guy, I think, from Canada, man. They pretty much brought this idea and the hook to us. And when we heard it, we were like, yeah, that could work for us, man. Like, and so we went and did our thing with it. But it was pretty much kind of their start. And once I heard it and I played it for the guys, I was like, hold on, you needed to listen. Don't listen to it twice. And after the second listen, I think everybody was like, yeah, we got to do this, man.
Mm-hmm.
Just like that, everyone bought in at that point.
Oh yeah, it didn't take long.